Hello, hello. You are listening to the iHeart Movies podcast, where we discuss all things movies and then some. In this episode, we explore movie taglines, a few of our favorites, and some that are really bad.
Our favorite taglines. That's right, movie taglines. They've been around since movies themselves have been around, all the way back from the late 1800s. Now, taglines used to be very simple, like the very earliest ones were simply another Edison photo play, for example, because to let you know, like this little movie here you're going to watch, it's from Edison himself, not any of these other wannabe filmmakers when it was new.
Not any of his interns.
Exactly. Yeah. But before we get to all that, introductions are to be had. My name is Jimmy.
I'm Addison.
I'm Monkey.
And I'm Timmy.
All right, fellas. So do you by any chance know what the first, according to IMDb, is what the first tagline for like an official studio film was?
I don't.
I have no idea.
Can we guess?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I'm going to say for Gone with the Wind.
Wrong.
Tagline, you're going to love it.
No, long before that, it's a movie I've never heard of before. It's called The Two Orphans, 1911. And the tagline is the story that never grows old.
It's actually a pretty good tagline.
Yeah.
Sounds like a spoiler alert to me. Because that tagline tells me those orphans die.
So I have no idea. Yeah, I've never seen or heard of this film, but it'd be interesting to check out the movie. The first ever movie poster is considered from 1890s film called Projections Artistique, which would be a French film because it was the Lumiere brothers. So that was their sort of way of like, hey, come watch and pay for this thing. So I thought that was pretty interesting. But yeah, where it really started to ramp up the whole tagline thing was really Jaws, like a lot of things in the modern blockbuster, because they needed to get you to really like they wanted to make a cultural movement. Like they did that very consciously. So it wasn't just like, oh, yeah, come see our thing. Like, no. They really wanted like the entire country or world needs to watch this movie because it's an event, and if you're not there, you're square, man. So don't be a square. And some of the ones that I was reading, like I said, I started doing a little bit of a history, but basically they've been around since the movies were a thing. And but taglines also have existed for brands for forever. Like the first one for Coke, if I'm not mistaken, was just simply drink Coca-Cola. Because it's a new it's a new product.
Nike,
right? Like,
join the Navy. Oh,
just do it. Just do it. That's Nike.
That's Nike. Yeah. Just do it.
Just do it. Yeah.
So it's advertising. Guess, yeah. So it's advertising.
Merchandising.
It's a super liminal.
Or Adidas. All day I dream about sex.
Drink Coke.
Right. That's what that stands for.
Thank you, corn.
That's actually
Adidas.
That's where. Yeah. That's actually better than what it actually stands for. So let me see here. So according to Backstage.com, what is a tagline? Well, a movie tagline is a short, punchy tease of what a film has to offer. It's not a plot summary, but instead it's more of a vibe summary. From a promotional standpoint, it's usually part of the poster or the marketing and other materials directly addressing the potential viewer and promising a worthy experience. Basically, in short, it helps tell the audience what the essence of the movie's about. So comedy films have really funny ones, right? The scary ones. You're like, oh, man, I don't want to be in that situation. It can really hit you with a picture of what the vibe of the movie is going to be. And that, to me, is so important because if you think you're going in for one thing and the movie is actually something else, I don't think you might like the movie, right? Like expectation is so important to your experience of what the film is going to be. So taglines are hugely important to that. All right. So who would like to go first? What is their number five? Johnny Five. Timmy, you're laughing.
Right.
You'll
go.
So let's we'll just go this around. Way. Yeah.
Okay, there we go. There we go.
So mine, and I'm going to say it and then let me know if you know where
it's from.
Oh, you know
what? What if we say the tagline and like then see if we can guess what movie it's from?
I like that idea.
That's a more fun way to do it. Yeah.
This is the weekend they didn't play golf.
I know that one.
Anybody? Anybody?
I don't know that one. Well, if you know it, go for it.
It's the sweet. Where they go? Deliverance. Yes.
Oh, yes. Deliverance.
Because that's a tough movie. It's an intense movie.
Yes, it is.
And of course, and it would be a tagline that you would love.
That is a funny
if you know
tagline.
Timmy, if you know Timmy, it's hilarious.
You got a pretty mouth.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Squeal piggy.
Squeal piggy.
Yeah, I just... That tagline really tickles me.
And it tickles your fancy.
Yeah. For such a creepy nightmare of a movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Should have played golf.
Never seen it.
I've seen it once.
I gotta see it. It's classic.
It wasn't as intense and scary as I was expecting. I guess there was too much hype put into it for me. So when I watched it, I was like, all right, that scene that is referenced, like, that's intense. But then, like, the intensity doesn't happen again. Like, that's the most intense moment in the film.
Yeah.
And the rest of it doesn't have that same level of creep.
What's funny is it's always billed as, you want to see one of the most fucked up movies you've ever seen? And it's like, okay, sure. And Deliverance was one of them. And you're like, no, I've seen way.
Because
it's also the time.
But still, even then, Texas Chainsaw Massacre came out around the same time as Deliverance. And I think that movie still holds up as being pretty done well. Because like you remember more than actually see. Like there's things alluded to. There's violence alluded to that you never actually see.
Right.
Yeah.
So here's going with that. Saw, the original Jigsaw movie, is not as violent as most people remember.
Mm-hmm.
They don't show as much blood as most people remember, mm-hmm. mostly because they didn't have the budget for it.
There's a lot of like saw, and he's like,
a lot of sound effects,
a lot of reaction shots that. And whatnot. Mm-hmm. So talking about taglines, the second one for Saw 2, the tagline was, yes, there will be blood.
Mm-hmm.
And that was actually as a direct sort of.
And that's before there will be blood.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oil.
All right. So my number five, this should be easy to guess. Hello. My name is Andy, and this is my poster.
It's got to be Man on the Moon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, because it talks to you as Andy Kaufman.
Yeah. I love that poster.
Oh, that's delightful.
Great poster. Yeah. Great documentary, too. The Jim and Andy.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So when I was younger, I fell into the magic of what the film was and thought it was more closely related to what actually happened. And then as I got older and I researched more stuff, I realized it's like, no, a lot of this was portraying Andy Kaufman as a much sweeter guy than he was. If you're a fan of Man on the Moon, I highly recommend. There's more than one documentary out there about Andy Kaufman and Jim Carrey's portrayal of Andy Kaufman. And just hearing Jerry Lawler talk about Andy Kaufman, that's seldom ever brought up. So,
yeah. The whole wrestling kayfabe thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So, if you're a wrestling fan, you should watch
too. I'm a
huge wrestling fan.
I mean, Man on the Moon helped me become a bigger wrestling fan. So, all right.
Sweet. All right. So, my number five. I love this one because they use it in the movie. It's actually a corporate slogan within the film. And it's basically the plot of the movie. Can you guess? I
feel like it's RoboCop, but I don't know. Continue.
That's a good one. let me see. No. We scare because we care.
Oh, Monsters, yes. Inc.
Monsters. That's a good one.
Incorporated. I absolutely love it.
That almost made my list.
Really? Okay, good.
Almost made my list.
Yeah,
it's a good one.
It's great. All right, so Addison, you're number five.
So this isn't, we were talking about maybe not necessarily from our favorite films.
No.
But
my number one is a movie I don't like.
Yeah.
At all. Oh,
Throwing that out there.
Yeah, you just like the tagline itself. I gotcha.
Houston, we have a problem.
There you go.
And it's used everywhere all the time.
Yep.
for everything. Mm-hmm. Like when we're talking about the Rockets, like if they screw up on a shot or whatever, they lose the game. It's Houston, we have a problem. It's, you know, it's used everywhere in pop culture. And I think that's something that literally took off, no pun intended. But yeah.
Yeah. I love that. It's a quote. And it's a real life quote too.
Yeah.
On top of that.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Which, by the way, we didn't say the movie. It's Apollo 13.
Yes. Apollo 13.
Yes. Oh yeah. Apollo 13. Yes.
For those who were like,
I already knew.
They didn't guess it. They didn't guess it. What was the move? What are they talking about?
Directed by Ronnie Howard.
Ron Howard. Oh, so man. Lost. Lost in space.
All right. Timmy, you're number four.
I was bouncing around with this one. Didn't know where to put it, but I'm going to go with this guy. Tell me what movie this is from. Live, Die, Repeat.
The
answer is Live, Die, Repeat.
Yes. Both answers are true.
Yes, because that was originally supposed to be the
because
title
the
of the
tagline
film.
Was so good. People were just calling it Live, Die, Repeat.
That's what I called it.
Yeah.
And then they changed the title.
Yeah.
And I was like an early adopter of Edge of Tomorrow. And I was trying to tell a lot of people to go watch it. And they're like, oh, no, I haven't even heard of that movie. And they're like, oh, Edge of Tomorrow. Oh, you mean Live, Die, Repeat?
Yeah.
Oh, that's, yeah.
That was either good marketing.
It was either watch that or Oblivion. We watched Oblivion. We didn't like that. I'm like, well, you should have watched Edge of Tomorrow. Which like one was both. That? It's the Live, Die, really Repeat like one.
That's funny because that happens all the time with the Oblivion. Like, I don't think I saw Oblivion, but are they two of the same type of movie?
They're both Tom Cruise
sci-fi films set in the future, and they came out within like 2 years or whatever of each other. Yeah. So
I think Oblivion came first.
I really enjoyed Oblivion
because that happened with The Prestige and The Illusionist. They came out in the same year, and Everyone's like, oh.
Those are twin films, which we will be doing an episode on. Heck yeah.
I look forward to the twin films conversations.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
So we didn't establish this, but just in case, because the likelihood of us having the
repeating.
Same one is probable, and it just happened. So my number two is Live, Die, Repeat.
Oh,
precisely
snap.
Because of what you just said. I do enjoy that movie. And the poster had Live, Die, Repeat really big. And then Edge of Tomorrow kind of really small right down here. Mm-hmm. So I think that's why I feel like people just remember that. It also, much like how I was saying what my like.
It is what the movie
is. It's what the movie is. So I absolutely love that because that's what it is. It tells you, boom, right there.
Boom. You know what you're going to see.
You die and then you do it all over again.
And that's, I wanted to bring it up because you mentioned the We Share, We Scare.
Yeah.
Because mine is actually not in any order. But that was like the first thing I wrote down.
Oh, okay.
So it's like, if we're talking about taglines, I want to talk about Edge of Tomorrow's tagline.
Yeah.
Or Live, Die, Repeats. Live, Die, Repeats.
Nice.
Monkey.
Okay. Here we go. Just when you thought it was safe to go back in the water.
Jaws 2.
Yes.
Jaws 2.
Part deux. Which I didn't realize until I looked it up because it's like, that's something that's, I've known that for years before I ever even saw it. And so I've always associated it with Jaws, but it wasn't until I looked after, I remember it's like, you know what phrase I really have always liked? And I wrote that down and then I looked it up and I'm like, wait, oh my gosh, that's for Jaws 2. So there you go.
That was a Mandela effect for me. I always thought it was the first one. And then I saw it on someone's shirt the other day and I was like, oh.
Oh, which makes sense.
Two.
Yeah, like because you thought it was safe because the shark is dead.
Exactly.
But it's not.
Yes.
Or, I mean, not the same shark.
I did think about it.
There's more than
one
shark? What? The ocean has more than one shark?
It's a superior tagline to an inferior movie.
Yes. And this is a great example of where the movie is not great, but the tagline.
Because it followed a great movie.
So I had that one on my list. Who else had that one? Anybody else?
What, the Just So You Thought It, the same one?
Yeah, Just When You Thought It Was Safe to Go Back in the Water.
No, but I almost
put it on mine too.
Right, cool.
That was one that I had on there because it is so memorable. I'm pretty sure I've heard it before I ever watched the movie.
Mm-hmm.
I've attributed that tagline to Jaws, not Jaws 2, but to Jaws.
Yes. What is Jaws' tagline then?
I mean, it's the franchise.
You'll never go in the water again, I think, something like that.
Okay.
No, I mean, there's probably more than one. We'd have to look it up.
Yeah, watch it.
You'll love it.
All right, Jimmy.
On the air and unaware. Again,
Truman
it is,
Show.
It is the plot of the movie.
Truman Show.
So my two, they rhyme, which is funny to me, and is the plot of the movie. Yeah. So yeah. If you do that, you'll win me over.
Good to know.
Yeah, man. That was such a ahead of its time movie.
Oh yeah.
Like we're doing that now. Like this is what mm-hmm. this is the life we're living now. And back then, I was actually upset with that movie when I saw it in the theater because I'm expecting a Jim Carrey romp.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm expecting Ace Ventura. I'm expecting Dumb and Dumber, and it was not that. Though he was funny in it.
Yeah.
Still,
it was his first Academy Award attempt film.
Yeah.
Like that's what he was hoping for.
Yeah. Addison,
in space, no one can hear you scream.
Absolutely. Nice. Alien. That was my number one.
Alien.
Yeah, that's mine too.
Number
yeah.
one. That was your number one as well.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
I mean, it's. Which is funny because also there are so it drives me nuts. There are so many outer space films that have sound on the exterior of their ships.
Yeah.
And it makes me cringe.
Mm. That's why I particularly liked
their space operas, man.
Yeah.
Firefly.
Yes.
Where it's like they cut to all of the exterior space shots and it's just silent. And then there goes this spaceship. Silently moving.
Mm-hmm. As it should.
Rocket thrust. Not a peep.
But then you can always cut to interior and you would hear all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just saying that there could be another way to edit.
Yeah.
You could hear the sound from within one ship as they're looking at another ship. Mm-hmm. So you're hearing the sound of your ship.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Sound design.
I digress.
Yeah, yes. And this is why right. Gravity actually won the Academy Award.
Exactly.
And 100%. Working over at Warner's, we had a whole presentation about how they did the sound for that movie, and it's crazy how much science they put into like making it as accurate as possible.
Yes, that's
like
cool.
Even from like when her fingers are touching stuff, like mm-hmm. how that would sound compared to in here on Earth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because the sound that we're hearing is really. The sound that's happening inside her suit.
Yes, exactly.
Or inside the ship.
Which sounds different than what we hear mm-hmm. out here, you know, out in the air. All right. So the next one, I guess we're going back to you, Timmy.
To me. So this would be
number three.
This would be my last one.
Okay.
Because we already did Alien, the Jaws 2. So this one, part man. Part machine, all cop.
Is it RoboCop?
That's RoboCop.
Yeah, that's RoboCop.
There you go.
That's RoboCop.
That's RoboCop.
That's good one.
That's the plot, right?
Buy that for a dollar.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
That's awesome.
I've never seen RoboCop.
You have?
No.
I need to watch it.
Do you see?
I saw RoboCop 2 more than anything else, and I think it was just because that summer when it came out, I was just able to like rent it and I just kind of watched it repeatedly. So for the longest time, I thought that was the first RoboCop film, not knowing it wasn't.
So I had the,
that's not how time works.
It's been a while since I've seen RoboCop 2. And I had the trilogy on the VHS, but then I think like RoboCop 2, the tape broke. So I only had the first one and the third one. Third one's wacky. And they had like Japanese samurai robots.
Wow.
Yeah, they go off the wall. And
RoboCop flies in that one, right? He has like a rocket pack type thing.
I never saw it.
I just remember seeing the poster.
And like three, everything's amped where it's just like the crime is like even more intense and the 80s haircuts and leather jackets are brighter colors and more wacky and the weapons are insane. Yeah, I've seen that one a lot more than the second one. And I've been meaning to rewatch that one cause I remember really liking it and, brother watched it like not too long ago and he's like, oh yeah, that movie does not hold up at all. I'm like, oh, well, I'm kind of disappointed, but I'm also excited to watch it to see how much I'll be disappointed. But I've rewatched RoboCop and that movie that holds up. That's so good.
Yeah.
It is a timestamp. Just remember, like when you watch the first RoboCop.
Okay.
But yeah, it's pretty cool. All right, Monkey.
Number three. Who are you going to call?
That was on my, I know what Monkey's going
to
say.
Yes. If I had to burn a dollar,
yeah,
it would be that Monkey. I'm surprised that's not your number one.
Well, because it's not.
Ghostbusters is your favorite film of all time. Is that fair to say?
Yes.
Okay.
But there's so many taglines from Ghostbusters. So I was just like, I could have easily just made all of them from Ghostbusters, but I didn't want to do that. So I was just like, well, I'm just going to go with like the one that I always see on a poster. So there you go. That's what I limited myself to, was posters.
Fun random fact about Ghostbusters that I wanted to bring up because I knew you would. Mm-hmm. The meal that they eat in the firehouse at the very beginning. When I was a kid, whatever they're unwrapping and how they're eating it and like how that whole meal functions always makes me hungry. I like, and it just looks so good and I want to eat it off the screen and I don't even know what they're eating.
The Chinese food.
Yeah. But yeah. The fashion, because I don't even think, is that what they're eating?
Are you referring to them when they're having their first meal?
I think
not first meal, but like the last
like
meal before the first
cigarettes
call.
And
before they go to their first call. Yeah, they're having Chinese food.
And it just looks so scrumptious. I don't know.
It's like ASMR.
It's like the first ASMR thing for me that was like, oh my God, I really want to eat whatever.
I'm actually
kind
of hungry right now talking about
whatever
it.
They're eating.
And we just ate.
You know? So that's, yeah.
Anyway. And appropriately, it was Chinese food. All right.
All right. So then, well, my number three, because I already said what my number two is. This one is sentimental, personal to me.
Okay.
I don't know if you guys did this. I feel like every child did this. You'll Believe a Man Can Fly.
Oh.
I put a blanket, tied it, and made a cape for myself and was running around pretending to be Superman.
Oh, Superman.
Yeah. And I remember doing it on the couch and everything, and my friends would do it. And yeah. So that was just a lot of memory for that. And you know, what's funny is like watching that movie as a kid in the 90s, not understanding this movie is really old. And I didn't care because it didn't matter. The movie was great. And just being able to see, I don't know, there was just a thing about seeing a man fly. So like when I later got a little older and realized that that's what the tagline was, I'm like, yeah, it's just, it gives you this sort of sense of hope, just like how Superman is supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so that's why I really like.
We just watched the Christopher Reeve documentary.
Super slash man. Yeah. Yeah, heartbreaking. So heartbreaking.
Yeah. So this one will probably come as no surprise to anybody at this table, but for Harry and Lloyd, every day is a no-brainer.
I wanted that one on mine. I really did.
Dumb and Dumber.
Yes.
Dumb and Dumber. It is the plot, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It is the plot.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's a double, I guess it's kind of a double entendre.
It's a double entendre.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I love it. All right. So we're... Let me see.
You've run out.
I have one left.
I'm all out.
You're all out.
I have one left. And this is the one where I didn't know what movie this was from, but it was one that I always remembered. And then when I looked it up, I was like, holy crap, it's from this film, which is like, okay. So it's Be Afraid, Be Very Afraid.
Yes. Yes. That is The Fly.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
I didn't know it was from The Fly.
I didn't know either.
It was from The Fly either.
But that's, that has... I don't know. That's something that would always kind of be in the back of my mind. Like anytime I went to like a movie rental store, and I'd like be in the horror section, that would play in my head, not knowing that that was from a specific movie that I've seen a few times.
Jeff Goldblum one.
Yeah. Just to be clear. I've never seen the original one.
Yeah.
With Vincent Price.
I'm curious now, is that the same tagline from the original movie?
I don't know. Because I'm wondering.
I don't think it is.
Because it feels like.
Because it seems.
Like from the 50s, right?
Like it feels like.
It feels timeless, to be honest.
Like, wait a minute. They got that first? Be Afraid, Be Very Afraid? Like it's, that just seems so like prime real estate tagline.
Yeah.
Where it's like. Well, how did all of these people miss out on this opportunity while they were making their horror movies? And then Cronenberg got in.
So the original one, at least on the movie poster, so this is from 1958's The Fly, is Once it was human, ... even as you and I.
Hmm. Yeah.
Which is not as good.
No,
not as good.
Of a tagline.
Of a tagline.
Because I haven't seen the movie, so I can't say if it's a better movie. But we're talking about taglines, not the movies themselves.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And some movies actually use more than one, which is interesting, too.
You can have a movie can have multiple taglines.
Yeah.
Like Ghostbusters, they had tons.
What were the other ones, actually? What were the other ones?
We're ready to believe you. That was, I almost went with that.
That is.
And that's what they used. That's what they used in the advertising. That was the first thing they filmed. And they were advertising that, like the commercial that they use in the movie.
We're ready to believe you.
They used that as the first ads before they even started filming the whole movie. So like that was like the hype for the film, which was before, you know, who you're going to call. But, you know, who you're going to call is like what's on the posters. But the we're ready to believe you, like that's to me, that's like the original first tagline before anyone knew what the heck this was.
That's awesome. That's a good one too. And did they use that commercial?
They only played it in New York,
like on TV.
Mm-hmm.
That's a missed opportunity.
They only played that in New York.
Yeah. I mean, obviously the movie did well.
They played that.
Still talking about it, but still, it would have been awesome to see it on TV.
While they were filming, that was playing, like, I don't know how heavy of a rotation, but it played.
All right, so my number one, I said it's a movie I don't even like, but I love it. I love the tagline. Whoever wins, we lose.
Oh.
And it works well because you also, with the title of the movie, I love it when they
Alien
use
versus Predator.
Alien, yeah. AVP. Alien versus Predator.
The first one?
The first
one. The crappiest one.
Potential.
So it. Much potential. Oh, I saw that in the theaters. Like so I remember getting the DVD at the time because it was a new thing. With like watching the quadrilogy, which I was like, "What the heck is a quadrilogy?" I'm like, "Oh, it's four. It just means four.
Up. Yeah,
it just means four. Like,
it's just four."
Because like I know what a trilogy is, and like you know, not realizing it's just a number thing. So ignorance of youth, whatever. But yeah, so like I thought it was just it sounded funny, a quadrilogy. Quadrilogy. What is that? But yeah, so I got it, and it was like watching it all leading up until watching that movie. So there were, and then the Predator films as well, because I actually didn't watch the Predator films when I was younger. Like I watched it specifically to prepare myself for that movie.
Mm-hmm. Oh wow.
Because there was only two of them, I think, right?
Mm-hmm. Before, yeah, there was only Predator and Predator 2.
Predator 2, that's it.
Yep.
So yeah, and I remember thinking like, Arnold Schwarzenegger's in this? The Terminator's in this? The Terminator versus Predator? Like for some reason it was shocking to me.
Before
like
Terminator 2, but after the first Terminator.
Yeah. So that was a fun surprise. And I'm like, how did I not watch this movie yet? You know,
I don't know, man.
So good. And then Predator 2 came out.
Watched Predator many, many a time. I would say I've watched Predator more times than I've watched probably like any of the Alien films combined.
Without a doubt.
Really?
Yeah.
Which is crazy because like Aliens, I love Aliens. I Aliens and Predator are like my favorite sci-fi horror films. And but I've probably, and I think Predator is a shorter movie, and that's probably why I've seen it more.
Because
Aliens is like two and a half hours long.
James Cameron.
Yeah, it's James Cameron. Joint,
so yeah.
I saw Predator before I ever watched Aliens.
Oh.
Or Alien. Even though.
Heck, I saw Aliens before I saw Alien.
They probably played on TV more.
Yeah, probably.
Because I watched them on TV first, I remember. Because they were just on. My mom did not like the horror type film, so she was actually scared of the xenomorphs.
Yeah.
She didn't like them.
Oh, the perfect creature.
They had such a great design.
AVP, as you were saying, a movie you don't really care for, but you love the tagline. So when I saw that in the theater, Avapa, I was really excited. I'd been excited for weeks to see it. And I'm walking up to the movie theater, and I look up at the marquee, and I'm like, AVP. I'm like, yeah. PG-13. What?
Oh,
wait.
Red flag number one.
Yeah. Oh, that was immediately I was just like, that can't be right. I go into the movie. Like I even ask, like as I'm buying the ticket, so this is PG-13? And they said, yeah. And I was like, why? Why? The entire franchise, both franchises, all the movies are rated R.
And if someone
said, oh, we're trying to, you know, sell toys. You sold toys with Predator and Alien separately, and they were rated R films.
Yeah.
And so I think now we're on to, you didn't have any more on your list, right?
No, I have two, which is incredible. All right, so your number two is, who does number two work for?
Is
that Austin Powers?
That is Austin Powers.
That's right.
All right. Show that turd who's boss.
Show that turd who's boss.
All right. So,
your number two.
An adventure 65 million years in the making.
Oh, that's Jurassic Park.
Thanks, Jebby.
There you go. Thank you.
I appreciate you.
You're welcome.
So that is indeed my favorite film of all time.
And that is your number two tagline.
That is my number two tagline.
So what's your number one?
My number one is a top 25 film for me of all time. You don't get to 500 million friends without making a few enemies.
That would be The Social Network.
That's correct. It is plastered all over the poster.
His face, yes.
Okay. Did you say all over his face?
It is. It's all over his face.
Okay.
Oh, it's his Facebook. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
But it's just, I'm not sure I heard right, it's so. Like, that's, again, super accurate for what the film is and what Facebook is all about as a whole.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. That is one of my favorite films of all time, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So. What do you, no? You?
No.
It's not one of my favorite films.
No, but, like ever.
Do you hate the film, or you're just saying?
No, I'm indifferent. I don't hate it, but gotcha. I was like, I saw it in the theater, and I was just kind of like, all right, well, this wasn't as good as I thought it would be.
Okay,
so
I'm in Camp Monkey.
Okay,
I was underwhelmed.
You were whelmed.
I was whelmed. Where it was just like, I thought it was a very well made movie. Jesse Eisenberg annoys me.
Yeah, I can see that.
Oh, yeah.
My favorite thing about that movie was Justin Timberlake.
Yes.
He plays Sean Parker.
Oh, and
Armie Hammer.
Who I, for the longest time, thought those were two people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did too.
I thought we had two Armand Hammers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's his real name.
I'm Armie and I'm Armo.
I thought one was Army and the other one was Hammer. Like Dick Army, Dick Hammer.
We're a tag team. We only star in movies where we could play twin brothers.
Everything goes back to wrestling. We're a tag team. Oh my goodness. Yeah. All right. So let me see here. Yeah. So then we wanted to end with some of the funniest, like really, really bad ones.
Okay.
So here's just ones that I found. First of all, off the top of your heads, do you know of ones that you're like, that is horrible?
I got one.
Like the movie or the tagline?
No, just the tagline. The tagline. Not the movie.
Well, I'm going to say both.
Okay.
This time, it's personal.
Oh, that's
that would be Jaws 4, The Revenge.
Yep.
And the only reason I love that even exists is because of Back to the Future 2.
Mm-hmm.
Because Jaws 19
right.
is this time, it's really, really, really personal, is what it says on.
I didn't know that. I just watched the trilogy this past weekend, and I did not see that in the second film.
In Jaws 2? Yeah, so remember the part where like the digital shark
looks fake?
Yes. Yeah, exactly. It's up on the marquee there.
Oh,
and yeah, it's directed by Max Spielberg, I believe it says. Yeah.
Yeah.
Does he have a kid named Max?
He does, yeah. That's why it says that.
That's so awesome.
That's why he named his child Max.
That makes more sense to me that he would name his kid. He's like, well, now I got to have a kid named Max.
Gotta name him Max because it's not going to make any sense.
Spielberg. I want to make this happen.
Or was it, this is maximum Spielberg? Like, this film.
It's so Spielberg. It's to the max.
How old in 2015 is Max Spielberg? I'm going to look that up later.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's a question for you all at home.
Mm-hmm. Did he know he was, oh my God. Did he know he was going to have a kid? at that time? Wait, is that, does that make any sense? I don't know.
I'm just saying, because the movie came out in the late 80s, right? So
and 89.
I'm going to guess that he already had the child named Max.
That was a joke. Max, I was making a joke. Yeah,
I didn't know.
Okay. Yeah. I play stupid pretty well.
Yeah. I play stupid accurately.
And authentically. Yeah. All right. So here are some of the worst ones of all time. I'm going to start with this one just because it's a jumbled mess. 1998, Urban Legend, a movie I actually kind of enjoy. It happened to someone who knows someone you know. You're next. What is that?
I actually
it happened to someone. Say it again.
I like that.
You like it?
I do.
It happened to someone who knows someone you know.
It happened to someone you know someone you know.
And then you're next.
You're saying it. And I hear it, and I'm like, well, that makes sense, but I can't say it back to you right now.
Yeah.
I think that's what got me. Like reading it, I had to reread it so many times. It's like I know a guy who knows a guy.
Yeah.
Or
yeah,
you don't know that I know that you know that I know that you know.
It happened to somebody who knows somebody. I want to say it happened to somebody who knows you. It happened to somebody you might have heard of.
Jumbled mess.
That's a terrible thing.
Yeah, I guess that's why it's a bad tagline. But I liked it in the moment when you just said it.
Yeah.
Like hearing it, I'm hearing it in its processing, but it does sound too odd. And if I'm trying to reconjure it, it's not happening.
I mean, I get what they're going with.
You can reconjure it any way you want, which makes it even more of an urban legend.
So if they're going with that, they could go on something with the rumor or whatever, or like you heard it, you know this story, but not you don't know from where, or something like that. Like they, you know,
it happened to somebody. I don't know who that person is.
Yeah. So it's like we all know. Like
doesn't bite.
We all have certain things that we know, and we don't always know where we heard it from, type of thing. Mm-hmm. And it's like, and that's kind of what an urban legend is.
Yeah.
So they could have workshopped it better. They're going to workshop them. I like the idea. I like the attempt.
Maybe that's what they wanted. They just wanted the attempt.
Yeah.
Like someone said, and they were like, done. I'm already forgetting it. Let's move on.
All right. So here's a movie I've never heard of before from 1984 called Trancers. It's about a time traveler. I think he's a cop. I think he's like a time cop. It is not Time Cop, by the way.
No, I know. Time Cop's from the 90s.
Yeah.
Trancers?
Trancers.
Yeah.
Like in a trance? People going into trance.
T-R-A-N-C-E-R-S.
Okay.
Trancers. The guy's name is Jack Death.
Oh my God.
So the tagline is Jack Death is back and he's never been here before.
Wait. That's so good.
And you know what? As I say it out loud, so I take good. It back. I Jack really Death like it.
Wait, he's what was the movie, the previous one?
There wasn't one. It's a time travel movie. It hasn't happened.
Yeah.
And that's why he's back.
No. What's the it happened to someone you know?
Oh, that was Urban Legend.
Urban Legend. Oh, I thought you were saying it's an urban legend where this came from. And I was like, so what's the tagline or what movie is it from? Who's on first?
Addison, you've outdone yourself.
Thank you. Like I said, I'm authentic at being an idiot.
I totally can see how that would be confusing.
Yeah.
So I was like moving on to the next tagline. You're telling me what the movie is.
Tell me more. I want to know more.
Before you told me the tagline. So I'm guessing you never saw Urban Legend.
No.
Yeah.
It was post Scream. Like the movie feels like it's trying to be Scream.
Yeah, it was post Scream.
What's funny was my guess for that movie was going to be I Know What You Did Last Summer.
It was after that too.
It was actually
like the end of those kinds of movies. Yeah. At least I shouldn't say of original ones because then the sequel started coming out. So Urban Legend, I want to say was before. I could be wrong, but I want to say it was before Scream 2 and like the sequel to I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Yeah, the latter half of the 90s had a good like a slasher renaissance, mainly just because of how good Scream was. Which, by the way, Scream's tagline is fantastic. I actually forgot to put it down, but it basically it's like if you know the rules, you'll survive, something to that effect. Oh, which again is the plot. It's the plot of the movie.
Yeah.
So, yeah. All right. So, just to clarify, 1984 Trancers, Jack Death is back, and he's never been here before.
That's so good.
I want to see this movie now. I'm in. I'm looking this up, and I'm going to watch it before we meet up again.
This sounds like a movie that I would have played during our Bad Movie Mondays that I used to have out in LA.
Yeah, this looks like a totally bad B movie for the record.
This could very well be my favorite bad movie.
I'm so excited
right now.
I do love to watch bad movies. Oh, my gosh.
I want to change my tagline list.
Do you want to change to that? Is that your number one now?
Let's see. Who am I getting rid of? I'm going to get rid of Jaws.
Two. All right. 1987, Eat and Run. This is clearly a bad, a B movie. The movie is called Eat and Run, and it's the story of a 400-pound alien that loves to eat Italian.
People?
No, not the food, the people.
The people, right?
The story of a 400-pound alien that loves to eat Italian, not the food, the people.
Oh,
delicious.
That's the whole title?
That's the tagline.
Oh.
Eat and Run is the name of the movie.
But the tagline is that whole thing that you just said. That's funny. That's still funny.
Go ahead, Addison.
In parentheses at the end, it doesn't say not the food, the people.
Is it like an ellipses?
No, it just, that's what...
So there's no ellipses or anything?
Was your comment not the food, the people?
That's the separate. No, that's part of. Yeah, yes, that's included. Yeah,
that's
the whole thing. Jeez. The whole thing is the tagline.
That's what I was asking, if there's ellipses to create that pause.
Yeah. Wow.
So
that's awesome. Not the food. Because
that's a pretty funny. A funny tagline that tells you exactly what you're getting into.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because Eat and Run is a very, it could be anything.
Yeah.
It could even be a boat.
Well, what's funny was when you said Eat and Run, I thought of Eaton Canyon or something it's a Cannonball Run type thing, you know.
Right. Yeah.
And actually when you said Eat and Run, and I'm like, okay, what's that a tagline too?
Yeah.
You know.
See?
What popped into my head was not as much of an idiot as you'll say. Kentucky Fried Movie.
Yeah. That's a good one.
It's just like, oh, Kentucky Fried Movie, Eat and Run.
Do you remember the day I played that?
Yeah. That's a not safe for work movie, Addison.
Trying to get us fired.
We watched it at work.
Was that the first time you'd seen it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was pretty good because there was nobody there.
Yes, no.
And it was like, oh, we have nothing to do. Let's watch a movie.
Yeah.
You know what? These are some pretty good, because it's just us.
Yeah.
It's like the stage is set. This is a good viewing.
Yes.
Perfect.
Yes. And then, I remember, I think some boobies came on the screen.
A lot of boobies.
And
managerial individuals.
Yes.
Standing in the threshold.
Yes.
Having conversations with leads and coordinators.
Oh, boy.
As
I wasn't there for this.
Boobies go across the screen.
And we all had an extra laugh.
Yeah.
On top of,
of course,
the regular laughs that were happening.
What are you guys watching?
Just some home movies.
Yep.
It's about chicken.
Kentucky Fried Chicken movie.
Chicken. Chicken Run. Escape or Die Frying.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Why is this on your bad one?
No, I'm just bringing that up because we're talking about chicken.
I figured because of Eat and Run is why you brought it up.
Yeah, no. Okay. Just because we were talking about chicken. That's a good one.
We're on a chicken run. I'm going to go get some chicken. All right, sorry.
I'm a chicken hawk. So 2006, Stick It. Which from the makers of Bring It On. So it's a cheerleading movie.
Okay, so is the tagline Stick It or is that the movie?
No. Stick It is the title of the film.
Okay.
The tagline is, it's not called Gymnastics. And it's Gymnastics.
Gymnastics.
And I was like, the what? But then I realized it's because it's gymnastics.
Uh-huh.
So they're
nasty.
Because they're nasty.
Gymnastics. That is horrible.
That is
bad. Not good.
I don't like that one at all.
They did not do good.
they did not stick it.
They
did not stick the tagline.
They did not stick the landing.
They did not stick.
My goodness.
We're just a bunch of gymnast dicks.
Staring at Timmy like in such a disapproving fashion, which is making this funny. God, get the tissues, we're crying. Laugh so good.
Oh my gosh.
Alright. And this last one is 100% real. It's 100% real. I thought it was fake. I had the quadruple check.
Oh, man. I don't know if I'm ready for this.
There's a movie called The Day of the Dolphin, 1973. You're aware? You're aware? Yes. Do you know the tagline?
No. I just know the this plot. Movie exists in the plot.
The Day of the
George
Dolphin.
C. Scott.
I want to watch it. Yes.
Right, Patton.
Day of the Dolphin.
The Day of the Dolphin. Unwittingly, he trained a dolphin to kill the President of the United States.
Bum, bum, bum.
Yeah, but what's the movie about?
Well, I don't know. I haven't seen it. I've not seen it.
I was hoping you did.
I know it exists.
How do you unwittingly train a dolphin to kill the President of the United States?
Well, obviously, Jimmy. You start with basic conditioning.
Oh, okay. Sure.
And you sure want knows. To teach the dolphin to kiss the president.
I can't wait to see where this goes.
Well, it's going all the way to the White House.
Does he call you at home? Do you have a dorsal fin? To train the dolphin, you must think like the dolphin. You must get inside the dolphin's mind. I said to Snowflake, okay. He said, okay. And then he's up on his tail fin. And you can quote him.
And there you have it. Thanks for hanging out with us on iHeartMovies. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to follow, subscribe, and share with your fellow movie fans. Until next time, happy watching.